So first we're gonna play an A7 chord, and we're gonna play it way up in eighth position. And so put your first finger on the second string, eighth fret, and your second finger on the third string, ninth fret, and your third finger on the first string, ninth fret. This will be a familiar shape if you've played a D7 before. We're just playing it higher on the neck. And the pattern for this goes from the first string to the second string to the third string, and you just keep repeating that in what's called a triplet rhythm, where you're playing three notes per beat, like this. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, triplet, 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 triplet. And this is how you pick it. This is the right hand technique. You're gonna play an upstroke on the first string, an upstroke on the second string, and a downstroke on the third string. This is it in rhythm. Up, up, down, 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 and so forth. The second chord is gonna be a D7, and this is the four chord in the song. And what you're gonna do is slide your third finger down one fret to the eighth fret. Your second finger is gonna go on the second string, seventh fret, and your first finger is on the third string, also seventh fret. And so make sure to scoot that third finger when you go down to this shape coming out of the A7 chord. That'll make it a lot easier to get there. Pick it the same way. Up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, up, down. And so in the song, you alternate between those two chords, and then toward the end, you get up here to the what's called the five chord in the song, which is the E7 chord. And to play that, you just scoot all your fingers up two frets from the shape that you were just playing with the D7. And this is how it sounds. Pick the same way, up, up, down.